For the prayer session, I would like to share with you a topic related to our doctrine of the Holy Spirit. It is called Holy Spirit Like a Dove. So, since it's related to our main topic, so that could also be a P in the test too. So you have to pay attention and take notes as usual, as in the class. Let's turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew. Chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This happened when our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was baptized by John the Baptist. We know that our Lord, actually, he didn't need to get baptized because he's God himself come in the form of man. He's perfect. No sin. No need to repent at all. But the reason why he did it, because he wanted to show people to fulfill all righteousness, fulfill the responsibility, an example for all of us to follow. But the remarkable thing is, after he was baptized, the vision from heaven was shown that he saw the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, descend on him like a dove. This is very special. The Bible used an animal, like a dove, to represent as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Why did the Bible, or why did God choose to use a dove to represent Holy Spirit? There must be some reason. And if we study the Bible from beginning to the end, we can come to a conclusion that dove has many, many good examples for us to follow. And of course, represent the goodness, the character of the Holy Spirit. The Bible didn't say, Holy Spirit descend like a turkey, or chicken, or duck, right? Those kind of animal is not really much goodness for us to learn. But dove is special. In the Bible, as we said, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It's unseen. It's no physical form. But with the symbols the Bible used, that is easier for us to grab understanding about the nature of God Almighty, everlasting, unlimited Spirit. So that's why the Bible choose to use some symbols. But of course we know dove is not Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit is like a dove. So that's why it's worth for us to study. We don't have time to study all the symbols, but if you want to categorize all of them in the Bible, totally there are 14. There are 14 of them totally. If you have time, you can do your own research and find out all 14 symbols. But I'd like to just talk about some. Let's talk about only the Holy Spirit like a dove. But I'll read for you if you are fast enough to copy the 14 symbols all together. It's good for your own research. The first one is dove, Holy Spirit like a dove. The second, Holy Spirit like dew in the morning. The morning dew come down from heaven, nourish the dry ground. Thirdly, Holy Spirit like rain. Early rings, latter rings. Number four, Holy Spirit like water. Number five, Holy Spirit like stream, like a mighty river. Number six, Holy Spirit like oil, anointing oil, oil of joy. Next, Holy Spirit like a seal, which stamps us. That in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, we just studied this afternoon. Holy Spirit, like a mark, the mighty angel coming from where? The land of the rising sun from the east, represent a true church. At the end time, will come from the east with the almighty power of the Holy Spirit. Mark the people who have received the Holy Spirit. Following, Holy Spirit, like substance, pure substance. Following, Holy Spirit, like fire. Next, Holy Spirit like pillar of cloud. pillar of cloud. Next, Holy Spirit is like pillar of fire. Next, Holy Spirit is like light. And then Holy Spirit like saw in Hebrew, the book of Hebrews. The Holy Spirit, the word of God, like saw, really sharp. Sword, jian. Okay, so. And then Holy Spirit like wind. Lastly, Holy Spirit is like seven eyes. Every one of it is a lot of good teaching inside from the Bible, from all the Bible passages. But we just want to focus Holy Spirit like a dove. What can we learn from it? Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 first. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. We can see when God created the world was formless, empty darkness. This can represent the primitive, unfinished creation. And of course, it was formless. This means there's nothing. Yeah, all the elements are there, but it's no form. It's empty. Many spaces are empty, and it's dark. But how did God finish his creation? Here tell us, the Spirit of God hovering above the waters. There's so much waters. Not in a very good form yet. But the Spirit of God is there, already working, hovering. Now the word hovering in Hebrew is actually sharing the same word. It's just like incubate or laying eggs when an animal... When a dove laying eggs, really incubate, really cover it. Incubate the eggs, and then so that it'll come out as little birds. So that word hovering actually have this meaning. So what does it tell us? In the beginning, there's no life. There's no form. There's no light. It's empty. But when the Spirit of God hover us, cover us, things start to change and start to have life, start to have form, start to have light. So what application give it to us? Today, we always remind ourselves, true Jesus Church, why we are the true church? Because we have the precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the key to our spiritual life. Without the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to advance in understanding the Word of God. Without the Holy Spirit, it's really difficult to quit and change our habit. And without the Holy Spirit, it's really difficult to be profoundly touched by the love of God and compelled to serve Him mightily. Holy Spirit, just like a dove hovering the waters, and things started to change. Let's take a look on Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel, the Old Testament, the prophet, in vision, he saw something remarkable. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. Chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit. Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Verse 2. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can this bone live? I said, Oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. If you study the book of Ezekiel, we find out one very interesting. The role of the Holy Spirit. The role of the Almighty Spirit of God. The prophet Ezekiel, whatever he does, really prompted by the Holy Spirit. If you can take all the verse from the Spirit of God, the hand of God, all talking about the same thing. Now, he said, the hand of the Lord was upon him and brought him out by the Spirit, set him in the middle of the valley. Now, this is very remarkable, brother and sister. What is our eyesight today? Some young people, their eyesight is always on a video game. Summertime, they play game, play like 5, 7, 8, 10 hours a day. I read from the news nowadays, teenager really deprived of sleeping time. You know why? Too many gadgets, right? iPod, iPad, computer, gaming, TV. There's too many screen time, too much screen time. They cannot really focus on anything else. You tell them to sit down for 1 hour, 2 hours to listen. It's really difficult. Lacking of sleep. So young people, some young people, all they know is gaming. Some young people, all they know is dating. Some young people, their mind is only on earning money, summer job. Some young people, their mind is only on future career. Their heart is in Babylon. But Ezekiel, because he's filled with the Holy Spirit, even though he himself physically is in Babylon, but Holy Spirit brought him out, and he was in the middle of Israel, in the middle of the valley, the Holy Land, and he saw something which struck him. That, wow, this place, so many dead bones, why? So pitiful. And he saw something that struck him so much. So brother and sister, if we fill with the Spirit of God, we will not love the world. We will leave our sinful pleasure. We will not be influenced by our friend. We will not even be attracted by the things in Babylon, even though we live there. Our eyesight will be in the valley, in that place, with the people of God, with the work of God. Now, here tells us, in the vision he saw so much dry bones. And the angel asked him, the Lord asked him, he asked me, son of man referring to Ezekiel, can this bone live? I said, oh, sovereign Lord, you alone know. This is a very good answer. Can dry bone live? Dry bone means, in context, it's the people of Israel. They are in exile. They lose the temple, lose the country, lose the system of worship. There's no more priests. There's no nothing. They're hopeless in a foreign land. They're just like a dry bone without hope. But can this dry bone live again? Well, if you ask any human being, they may say, no, come on. Even if it's a dead body, it will not even live. How about bones which has been dry? This mean it has been buried for decades. Yes, you have to be buried down for decades before the bone really dry out. So how can it come back to life? But Ezekiel has faith in God. He said, God, you know. Sometimes we look at some of us. Look at our past, really. Some of us look at our past. Could we imagine today we are sitting in the MITS? I know some of you. Yeah. Some of you were far from God. Some of you were not even believer 10 years ago. Or maybe 10 years ago, some of you were wandering off, doing something silly, committing sin, or very immature in the church, causing trouble. All right, people look at us and say, hey, come on, this guy of youth, is there any way that he can do something for God? Impossible, right? But because God loves us, something impossible can be possible. So that's why Ezekiel said, oh God, you know what's going, you know what can happen. And of course God said, verse 4, then he said to me, prophesy to this bone and said to them, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord said to this bone, I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. This is the two-step, write down, underline in your Bible, very important. How can dry bone live? How can dry bone live? The first thing is God tell him, you have to prophesy to this bone. You have to speak to this bone and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Wow. This is very powerful. What can make a person live is the word of God. Prophesy to them, change them. Only the word of God can change them. Here, brother and sister, we have been here almost 2 weeks now. The preachers, the deacons, the instructor have been prophesying to us. Now, treat this seriously. We are here not to learn Bible knowledge. Knowledge, nowadays, you can get anywhere. You go on Google, you go on Internet, you type any Bible topic, it'll give you thousands of pages of information. You never finish reading. But why are we here? The workers of God here is prophesying to us. Hope that we can change our lifestyle when we go back. Hope that we will find a better meaning with our life to serve God in after NYTS. I remember 15 years ago when I was your age. Exactly 15 years ago, 1995. I graduated from USA NYTS. So I was not that older from you than you, only 15 years ago. I remember before I came to NYTS in 1993, that was my first time. Really, I really didn't want to come because I heard NYTS really boring. Just pray and listen to the Bible whole day. Once a week is okay, right? 1 hour a day is whole day, but not two whole week. And pray so long, I really don't want. But my mom tell me, Timothy, let's give you a deal, right? You go NYTS, afterward we go Disneyland together. In Universal Studio. I said, wow, that sounds good. Okay, I'll endure for 2 weeks, and I'll wait for the holiday to come. So that was 1993 when I first came. But thank God, the first time I come, I cannot forget the experience. When I hear the word of God, when they teach the word of God, every single sentence, I was feeling that it was directly to me. I was thinking my life, what am I doing here? I'm a young man, I'm a young brother. The church needs me, the world, the DJC is developing everywhere in the world. Can I continue to live in sin? Can I continue to be selfish? Wow, the word of God prophesied to me. Very personal. So brothers, I invite you to think about this. Treat this NYTS, all the message. Don't think, I studied this because of the notes, because of the test, I want to pass. Some people, I ask someone, why do you come here? Because I want to finish, I want to get a graduation, I want to get a certificate. No. We are here because of the prophecy. God wants to prophesy to us and change our life. Secondly, how can the dry bone live? Hear them, verse 5. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Now, a preacher can only prophesy to you or preach to you. But whether you have life is really up to the Spirit of God. If you personally have not been filled deeply, moved deeply by the power of the Holy Spirit, dry bone is still the dry bone. It can't change. So I remember when I came to MITS, also we learned about prayer. When we pray very seriously. Many times when I pray in the MITS, my tears come down. I don't know why. But I feel that God loved me so much. It's just like Holy Spirit, just like hovering me. Sometimes when we pray very deeply, I don't know whether you have that experience. When we're speaking in tongues, Holy Spirit is moving everybody. Wow, sometimes you just feel like Holy Spirit just like covering us, moving. Sometimes the voice, sometimes pray louder here, and then suddenly the voice is here, and then wow. The voice of prayer is amazing. Especially when we all pray deeply in the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is just really like a dove, hovering us and give us life. So brother and sister, Holy Spirit give us life and help us to overcome ourselves and overcome sin. Look at this TGC logo, right? Can anyone tell me? I think you all know this logo. Why there's three strokes at the back? Anyone? Wind? Yeah. It's flying, right? It's not a static one. It's a flying dove. Holy Spirit is hovering. Remember, today Holy Spirit is trying to move, trying to hover on every one of us. But are we ready for Him? Do we open our hearts? So if you have not received Holy Spirit yet, now there's only a few more days. Don't just treat it as a normal occasion. Just go home the same. Really ask Holy Spirit, come, please, hover about me, cover me, change me. If you already received the Holy Spirit and still have not been touched in your prayer, what does it mean being touched in your prayer? You pray like you never want to stop. You're so deep, your mind is so clear, so pure. So enjoy the prayer. It's time for us to ask God. Secondly, a dove is a very pure animal. He never forsake his love and go for another female or male. Unlike other birds, which is, can be have multiple spouse or multiple mate, a dove is never like this. A dove's love to his spouse is very faithful. Any one of you have ever raised a pigeon or a dove in a cage when you were small? Yeah, pigeon, right? You know, a dove will not just say, "Oh, my wife is not at home. Yeah, happy. Come, come, come." Other animal will always do this, right? When you have a dog going out, right? When the time is mating period come, wow, the dog see an opposite sex. Oh, just go. No matter who is, who she is. But the dove is not like this. Dove know who is his spouse and will never replace a spouse just because of greediness or his lust. Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2. Underline this verse. Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2. I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my lover is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. My head is strange with dew, my hair with the dampness of the night. What is it talking about? The book of Song of Songs, Song of Solomon's, is a love story between the bride and the bridegroom. So you see the songs. Sometimes the bridegroom sings, sometimes the bride reply. But it is not an ordinary love story. It is a pure spiritual love story. Who is the bride? The bride refers to the true church. Who is the groom? The groom refers to Lord Jesus Christ. Now here, see how Lord Jesus Christ described his perfect bride. He said, "Oh, I've slept, but my heart is awake. I'm waiting for you, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one." So, brother, in the future, right, after you get married, after you say, "I do," in the chapel, you can tell your wife, "My dove." But now you cannot tell any sister, say, "You are my dove." You have to wait until you get married. Well, here the Bible tells us, wow, this perfect church, the perfect bride will be like a dove because the dove is so pure. His love for the spouse is very unique. Never go for another female. Wow. And he's the flawless one. Now, what is the application on this, brothers and sisters? Now, imagine our Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, loves us like a dove. He loves us with full devotion. And he expects us to love him the same way. Maybe now you can understand this. But one day if you get married, you'll understand. The look of a spouse is not the most important. Why? Faithfulness is more than beautiful. Faithfulness is more important than a beautiful faces. Brothers, listen carefully. Yeah? Once again. Faithfulness is more important. Look at all the Hollywood movie stars. They're very beautiful, right? But are they faithful to their spouse? They are not. Spiritually speaking, faithfulness is the most important thing. Now, Holy Spirit loves us with full devotion. But are we also love Lord Jesus Christ with the full devotion? I really thank God for all of us here today. Because you have loved Jesus Christ. You have shown that you put Jesus first. But now I find out it's more and more difficult to get young people to come to MITS. In our days, 10 years, 15 years ago, when we come to MITS the first time when we are touched by God's love, we will always come back. Second year, third year, fourth year. But nowadays I find it's very difficult. Why? Because young people have many programs in the summer. Some will say, "Oh, I want to do a summer job, get some experience before I graduate." Some will say, "I help my professor to do some research, earn some money, get some experience." Some will say, "I go to other places to learn other languages." Some will say, oh, I go volunteering in another country. It's also fun. That's why we see supposed to be 200, 300 young people supposed to be here today to be in NYTS. But where are they? Because they love other things more than Lord Jesus Christ. It's not that they don't love Jesus. But when we have other engagement, other commitment, we choose to go there. So sometimes our Lord is very, very disappointed. Yes, we love Him, but we only love Him when we feel we are convenient. I look at some young people, when they are in a college like you guys, very fervent, come to MITS, whatever TS, NA, MVP, PMVP, anything, they come. And after they get married, you see them feel in the church. After they buy the house, well, every weekend they go to mow the lawn, repair the house. After they have kids, they say, oh, sorry, don't arrange us to do holy work until my baby is 10 years old. These 10 years, I want to focus on raising my family. I see some of it like this. Now imagine if everyone is saying this. I have my house, I have my wife, I have my children, my career, and put Jesus at the very back. How can the church develop? If our Lord Jesus Christ loves us so much and we give Him so little, put Him at the back, how can His heart be satisfied? He's not satisfied. So that's why we have to learn. We have to use the love that Lord Jesus Christ loves us to love Him. Let's turn to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world became an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused us to live in us envy intensely? Now here the Bible tells us, adulterous people. You may say, well, I never commit an adultery. I never touch a sister in my whole life. How can you say I'm adulterous? Right? Yes, physically, maybe we are not adulterous. But if spiritually, if you love anything more than Jesus, ask ourselves, do we love anything more than Jesus? Do we love your study more than Jesus? Do you love earning money, summer job more than Jesus? Do we love our friend more than Jesus? Do you love our computer, love our TV show more than Jesus? If this is the case, we are spiritually not like a dove because we love other things more than our pure spouse, our Lord Jesus Christ. So Holy Spirit, like a dove, now in this prayer, let's all focus in asking us these two questions. We ask the Holy Spirit to hover us, fill us in this MYTS group. If we have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, this is the time. And how many of you still haven't received the Holy Spirit? Raise your hand. It's okay. There's not to be ashamed about this. Nothing to be ashamed. I know you've been trying your best. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. We have 6 brothers and sisters. Pray very hard for them. They've been trying very hard, but they cannot do it by themselves. We have to pray for them. And for those of you who have not received the Holy Spirit, don't lose heart. Ask the Holy Spirit, please come, please come. Hover me, give me power. And now we are approaching the end of the MITS, only a few days left. So it's time to think about some action plan when we go home. What should we do to change my life? Secondly, Holy Spirit, like a dove, pure love. Yes, I may not have committed any sin, but do we love Jesus as number one, most important? This is the thing we have to learn. And so come out and pray together in one accord.